And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show here on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm your host, Bill Frank. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business and politics. As we get closer to the election, these two subjects dominate our conversation. My next guest is attempting to change the book industry. While the attention is being focused on e-books, he's concentrating on improving traditional print books with his patented technology, the Motion Viewer. We'll discuss his first book of its kind that uses foticular imaging processing titled Safari. Dan Kanan is an inventor, an artist, and a photographer. His curiosity and passion for integrated imaging technology has led him to patents, three patents in this field, the latest of which is the basis for his particular technology used in the book Safari. Dan lives in New York, joining us from the East Coast. Hi, Dan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being our guest. And what an interesting thought leader that you are in this particular area. Now, first of all, I have to say right up front, just full disclosure, the closest thing that I've come to being on a safari is the Jungle Cruise ride at Disneyland. So your book was a way for me to sort of experience a safari without having to do all of the travel. But I want to start with the basic question, if I can, please. Why? I mean, e-books are overtaking print books. The world is moving digital. Your book, based on your technology, it's appealing simply because it's not digital. So why do it?
Well, for just that reason. My father was a curator of prints at the Smithsonian, so I have always loved print in every different way, both fine art prints, but also the photomechanical reproductive methods that are used in creating what we take for granted every day, newspaper photos, etc. It's interesting to note that one of the early, very important inventors of this technology in the, oh, I guess it was the 1930s, maybe even earlier, Ives, who developed, had a number of really fascinating processes, but he created the halftone screen that's used in converting a continuous tone photograph into dots, like you see in a newspaper photo. Same guy invented some of the first what he called parallax stereograms, but they were really photicular technology. They just use sort of slits instead of the lenses that that we use today.
All right. Now, you mentioned photicular technology. How did you come up with that name? It's a very unusual name.
Well, it's a combination of photographic and lenticular. Now, lenticular is the name by which this process is known for quite a time, quite a long time. And myself and Ann Workman never really liked the word that much, frankly. And all it really means is lens-like. You know, it's not a terribly accurate word, as in some scientific words, they're very, very accurate. They say exactly what they mean, whereas probably a more accurate description is integrated photography, which it is also called. And that technique is used in holography as well, which is a very different thing. Holography is it's related, but for instance, it gets its color by refraction. It doesn't have pigment the way a regular photograph does. And photicular is a regular photograph, but it's overlaid by a screen of tiny, thin, long, thin lenses. That's what creates the motion.
I see. My guest is Dan Kanan, author of this revolutionary new book called Safari, and it is a photicular book. So, Dan, we're on the radio, but you're going to have to describe this, paint this picture with words, what a reader sees when going through the photos in your book. I thought it was fascinating.
Sure. There is also a YouTube of this put out by Workman Publishing. But what you see is you lift the page from bottom to top rather than from right to left. And on the following page that faces you as you lift, say, the cover of the book, there's a window about 4 by 6 inches, slightly larger, horizontally oriented. And as you open it, you see a brief repeating film clip. It's very real, very lifelike, really as good as film almost, because it has a natural photographic color. And it just delivers you the image in a sort of different technical way than projecting it. You're seeing it a constantly changing image through these lenses, which look at a small portion of the print under each lens. And as you open the page, do you see this really intriguing, fluid, film-like animation?
It is very realistic, Dan. And what I noticed about it, when I turned to the page for the cheetah, for example, and I opened the page, you see the cheetah running across the savanna there. And it does look very much like a film clip. But that's all done with still photography. There's no motion. There's no LED chip or anything else in there?
That's a good question. It's taken from film clips. And when I made this book, I looked for the absolute best, most dramatic film clips I could find, because you want it to be really visually appealing. And then within that film clip, I look for a second or so of action that I think is really just right for this medium. Sometimes you can't show a whole field of animals. You only can show just one, just as you wouldn't show a whole infield. You'd just show maybe one fielder doing one thing. And you can't show a long sequence of action, you know, the hot grounder, the pickoff by the shortstop, and then the whole double play. You really can only show the pickoff at first. So you have to keep those things in mind. But keeping them in mind, I found these really terrific film clips by some of the best wildlife photographers around. So that's what you're seeing in the book.
And did you have to license those film clips, Dan?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just wanted to be sure it was on the up and up. My guest is Dan Cannon. He's author of the new book, Safari, a Foticular Book, a revolutionary new approach in printed books today. And what I liked also about the book is that it has a story and narrative to it, Dan. And I am an armchair adventurer, so that's how I enjoy the rest of the world. But you teamed up with a world-class writer, Carol Kaufman, who's a former National Geographic writer, to write the narrative for this particular story. Now, how did you meet Carol? How did she get involved in the project? Is she aware of the technology, or is she just a writer that you brought into the fold?
Well, I'd like to say that I discovered her, but Workman did, and because their resources are quite powerful. And Carol and I are friends now, and she's just a delightful person, and she is so good. I was so overwhelmed at seeing the text that she wrote for this, and of course she went on a safari to get a first-hand view. She and an old girlfriend went, and as you rightly pointed out, she is just a real pro. When you start to read it, you realize, like, boy, this person's good. And it's also very informative. You find yourself every other paragraph, you say, gee, I didn't know that, you know, that's amazing. And so I certainly did anyway, and I've studied these animals to some extent, so I think she's just great, and I'm glad you pointed out how good the writing is. It adds a whole other dimension.
It does, and it talks about Carol's trip down the Mara River. For those of you who don't know, the Mara River flows through Kenya and Tanzania, across the Serengeti and the Masai Mara game reserves, where many of the world's wild animals live and roam freely. So just fascinating narrative to go along with the pictures, Dan, that you've put together. So I guess the next question is, you've got a patent on this technology, this motion viewer technology. What other applications do you see for the motion viewer technology?
Well, it can be used large and small. You know, people suggest, why don't you do a billboard like that? Well, you can do it. It's a little challenging. But I have other products in mind, so I can't talk about them too much right now. But some of them will be larger. Some of them will be three-dimensional, not just motion. This foticular can show 3D. In fact, when I first did it, my first two patents were primarily for three-dimensional applications, but it also has the capacity to show this beautiful motion. So there are a number of other things in the works.
All right, well, I won't ask you to spill the beans or give us anything that's confidential at this point, but your first project is the book Safari. And I guess I want to come back to then Safari and Workman Press. Sorry, they're called Workman Publishing. On a more practical mm-hmm. level, how did you convince the publisher to take on a particular book, because this is revolutionary new technology and it's outside the norm of just putting ink on paper?
Another really good point. You know, she, the editor that first saw this, is just absolutely brilliant, and she's been behind this right from the beginning. When I did show it to her, she was just knocked out. I had one of my motion viewers, a kind of small version of this, and she was for it right from the start. So it's very much to the credit of Workman and the rest of the people there, too. It was a much more expensive book than they normally produce because it has these moving parts, and it was really quite a challenge to, took 2 years instead of one, to get all the techniques down so that it could be mass-produced.
What did it take, Dan, to launch the new book? I mean, what special corners did you have to round off in order to make this work in a traditional book environment?
Well, yes, it was very difficult. In a regular book, you don't think about it much, but humidity plays a factor, paper shrinks and expands, and we had to really come up with some visionary solutions to make all this work. Each image is hand-aligned. So we had to come up with ways to do that quickly, efficiently, so that a lot of the books you see, pop-up books and things like that, books of a different nature like that, are hand-done, but they're done very fast. And so this, we had to come up with ways to do this fast enough and yet still be accurate.
Well, not only accurate, but be cost-effective. I mean, how did you manage to keep the list price of the book at $24.95? Because that's pretty inexpensive compared to other coffee table books.
Well, yes, and that is the product of an awful lot of careful engineering to begin with, and then I went to China twice to the factories there to work with them and come up with cost and time-saving method one after another. It was really quite a challenge. As I said, it took 2 years instead of the one we thought it would. So, yes, it's quite remarkable that they can do it that well. Just the parts alone were much more expensive than normal.
I can only imagine they were. My guest is Dan Cannon, author of the book Safari, A Foticular Book. So, Dan, when you create an entirely new class of physical book like you have, how will you sell the benefits to booksellers and to readers about your book?
Well, it reinforces the pleasure of turning a page. As I believe I mentioned, I don't know if I did in this interview, my father was a print curator, and so I've always been fascinated by printing of every type, whether it's an etching, a lithograph, a fine art print, woodcut, but also with all the very, very clever techniques that are used in things we see every day, newspaper photos, etc. So I was, I've always been fascinated in printing. That's a lot of what's behind it.
I get it. My guest is Dan Cannon. So, Dan, what's next for you? I mean, you've got all these patents. Will you be publishing another particular book anytime soon?
Oh, I hope so. I certainly plan on it. We have not got anything concrete in mind at the moment, but we're discussing a number of possibilities, and, the wheels are always turning in my brain, and I know that Workman's really interested, and Carol's interested, too. So, We'll come up with something pretty soon, and you'll be the first to know.
All right. My guest has been Dan Cannon, author of the book Safari, A Foticular Group. Dan, it's getting near Christmas time, and people are starting to think about their gift-giving needs. If people have been intrigued by what you have to say, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go?
My website, dancannon.com. They can reach it directly, D-A-N-K-A-I-N-E-N. Or if you go to any of the major bookseller sites, you'll see my name there, and they might have a link. I don't know if they have a link, but they'll have the name of the site there. On the site, you can learn about Foticular. You can learn other places to buy it, a whole list of the booksellers, and you can learn about things I do, too.
Dan, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate it.